A video gone viral shows two men harassing two transgender women on a MARTA train on May 20th. One of the men attacks one of the women, and the video shows a brawl breaking out. No one steps in. The two transgender women were not present at this town hall meeting Tuesday night at the Philip Rush Center. Organizers say they fled the state out of fear. But one victim, Janelle, addressed the crowd via video.
I don't feel safe coming downtown. I don't feel like I should, you know, be harassed traveling on the train. I pay my fare like everybody else.
MARTA police maintain they acted with immediacy and by the book when responding to the attack.
We don't condone any type of violence that takes place anywhere in our system. Doesn't matter who does it, we don't condone it.
Deputy Chief Joe Dorsey was one of two uniformed MARTA officers at the meeting. He told the crowd of about 50 that, for now, the suspects are only charged with disorderly conduct.
We need a victim to be able to charge with battery, which means we need both Tyra and Ms. Janelle to come forward so we can get their official statements so we can proceed with those additional charges.
The women have not contacted the police out of fear they could be arrested. MARTA officers assured the group they see the women as the victims, not the perpetrators. But despite the calls for justice, many here don't think the men should face jail time. Everett Thompson is with the Solutions Not Punishment Coalition, the group behind Tuesday night's event.
What we're doing is following the lead of the survivors. The survivors are not asking for this to be a hate crime. Janelle was very clear that she wants an apology from MARTA for not serving her, and she wants an apology from the guys.
Besides an apology, members of the transgender community called on the city as a whole to address transphobia and violence against those who don't conform to traditional gender roles. Jim Burris, WABE News.